Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Fun, entertaining, knowledgeable.
All right.
Oh, right. Yeah.
Right.
Live and local, it's time for the Fan Morning Show with Bart Winkler.
AM The Fan. Good morning, WSSP. I'm Bart Winkler, Ryan Horvat, producer Todd.
Toad. Hey, can I hijack the show before you even do your monologue here?
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Nobody signs out of their stuff back here.
Jeez, all right.
Should I mess with it? Or should I just log
Who's
out?
Logged in?
Dan Plucker, executive, or is he associate now, producer of the Wendy's Big Show on Facebook. Should I change his profile picture? He's a Lions fan.
No, I, first of all,
Let me answer that in a second.
I want to bring up something else off of that first.
Okay.
Hey, first of all, good morning. It's a football
What's
Friday.
Up, buddy? Yeah, football. Woo.
I just need to reset for everyone who's turning on our station and our show for the very first time. My name is Bart Winkler. This is Ryan Horvat.
Hi, Bart.
We have a producer. His name is Todd. We don't let him speak. He doesn't want to. Packers play the Rams on Saturday. We're going to talk about it all day long.
All day.
We have a show here until 10. The Wendy's Big Show kicks in from 10 to 2. Now, there's been some changes to the station in the last week, and Radio Joe was the executive producer of the Bill Michaels show. And Daniel Plucker from previously 2 to 6 has been the executive producer of the Wendy's Big Show. And when they came in here on Monday, I think it was Monday or Tuesday, it was a day where you weren't here, Horvat. And I asked those guys, I said, kind of as a joke, I said, so what are you going to do now? You're both executive producers, right? Because Plucker's with the Big Show boys and Joe's in the same time slot.
Mm-hmm.
So they have two executive producers. We just have this kid, Todd, who I pay out of my pocket.
Yeah, I was helping you, but I decided he really, like, you know, what was I paying for?
Right.
Him to have the phones run over my updates.
Right.
And him to put in the wrong audio and play the same Malcolm Brogdon bumper. Like, Brogdon's been gone for 2 years now, man.
Yeah, basically, I'm just paying him what I get from the stimmy. So once...
that 600 is done?
If we keep getting stimmies... We keep producer Todd. If I run out of stimmies, then no more producer Todd.
Yeah, yeah.
So I asked those guys on whatever day it was.
Monday.
And I said, who's the executive producer? You know, I'm just joking. And then I think Joe's like,
No.
Actually, we had a long talk about this, and we decided that I am the executive producer of the Big Show Network, and Plucker is the executive producer of the Wendy's Big Show. And I thought, oh, my God, I am sorry I asked. Because, you know, around here in radio, and really with every job I've ever had, titles, we just make up titles. I could say that, you know, I've won a social media award a couple times.
I was 3-time Sportscaster of the Year in Iowa.
Yeah, but that was real.
Yeah.
But I'm saying make up titles. Like, I could make up a title that I'm the digital director of The Fan. No one's going to question me.
I'm an author here.
You're an author. You write articles on the website.
Wrote a big one yesterday.
Yeah, you could say
it said,
that.
It said, here, you want to hear it real quick? It said, Ryan Wood joined Bart Winkler. Listen here. I felt like R.L. Stein.
Did anybody go to the page?
I don't know. I kind of felt like Harper Lee when I wrote it, though. Like, that's probably how Harper, nice and accomplished, you know?
We have a website. It's 1250amthefan.com.
.com.
Make sure you go there.
Please do.
Because we put a lot of work into it.
Mm-hmm.
So please make sure you go there.
Yes.
Anyway, as far as what you should do, did you already sign out of Plucker's stuff or no?
Yeah, you know what? I signed out. I was going to be a nice guy. But I actually, so I have to get your opinion on one more thing this morning.
Because Joe and I was going to say, Joe and I made a truce a long time ago.
Mm.
Rami, when he's in studio, he's a real, he won't make a truce with anybody. If you leave your stuff up, he's going to get you. So look out for that.
Yeah. See, we were leaving our stuff up because, like, you are always logged in. Your emails are always logged in.
And that shouldn't be. I'm very meticulous about that.
Yeah, you've been slacking a little bit, bud, but I'm a nice guy, and I sign you out.
Do you at least poke around and read?
No, I don't even like. I don't like to do that. I really, after my rant yesterday about how we should all just care about ourselves and not worry about other people. I mean, we should worry about each other, like not be selfish, but like, you know, care about yours and your own. So
Mayor Mitch's emails up a lot. I like to dig through his stuff.
Oh, okay. Todd's already made a mistake today, dude. So I'm going to have to delete a tweet already this morning.
Why?
Yeah, Todd came in to help me on the pregame show today because I needed a little help because
Light Seltzer, unquestionably good.
Yes. I needed help making what we call in the biz audio cuts because Matt LaFleur spoke to the media and we needed that audio chopped up. So Todd,
we're going to hear from him next.
Yeah, thank God. Oh, Todd, can you turn that off, bud?
Todd, jeez.
Yeah, he's on one today, as they say. So Todd comes in early. All right, he brings me a coffee, which shout out to Todd.
Wow.
No espresso, but I'll let it pass this time. He puts up a tweet, right? 1 hour ago now. This thing's been up on our page for 1 hour now, and of course we're getting killed for it. Go figure. The Bart Winkler pregame show is coming up at 5. Doesn't even mention me, but that's expected around here. He says, what is your prediction for the game on Sunday, and Todd, are you lucky enough to be attending?
Todd.
So he gets called out, all right, and he's freaking out back here because Dan Nemec, friend of show, maybe he hates us, says Sunday, Pac 27, Rams 20. So Todd gets embarrassed. Oh my God, I made the biggest mistake. And I'm like, Todd in the biz, like if I'm doing a sports update and I say something wrong, you've yelled at me for this before. Just let it go. Nobody's even noticed. He goes back and he says, Saturday, OMG, so sorry guys, Todd. I am going to just delete both tweets. And we're going to start the day over, Todd.
Okay.
Because this is embarrassing.
That's between you two.
Everybody knows the game's tomorrow, you big dummy. All right, let's get on with the show. I think the Packers need to get off to a good start. I do not want to be trailing at half because McVay's 37-0 with a lead at halftime. And the more I think about it, man, if you get off to a 14-point lead, 17-point lead, three-score lead in this game, Rams aren't coming back. They're not built to come back right now. They're going to want to run the football with Cam Akers. Jared Goff's got a broken thumb. He's not going to want to be out there in the cold weather at Lambeau Field. You get a big lead in this game. You get off to a good start. I don't think this Rams team right now, beat up the way that they are, is built to come back. So I think that that's the key to the game right there.
You know, I wish I was more concerned.
I am not sleeping really good right now.
I wish I was more concerned. So you can pick up the slack from a... From an entertainment value standpoint, I wish that I was more, oh, I don't know, guys, help me out. You know, I feel very confident and comfortable that the Packers are going to win this game, and I think they're going to win by a couple of scores. I just think the Rams are too banged up. Now, the injury report, and this is the final injury report, came out yesterday. Packers do have Kiki doubtful. So that's something to look at. We could see more Snacks Harrison.
Kiki can cuss.
Yeah, but everybody else that's been banged up throughout the week should be good to go. The one exclusion in that is Jared Veldheer, who has COVID-19. Apparently nobody else does, so that's good. We'll get another round of testing today, but the Packers may have dodged that. For the Rams, Aaron Donald has a rib injury, no injury designation. And again, that just means they're not even listing him as probable. He's going to play.
Yeah.
We just don't know how bad that rib injury is. Now, we'll find out a little bit. We'll connect with a Rams writer in the 9 o'clock hour today. Cooper Kupp is on the injury report, but he's questionable. He is going to play. And then they have a offensive lineman, David Edwards, questionable. I would think he plays. A couple of guys that are out, the big one, John Wolford. So they are going to go with Jared Goff as your starting quarterback. But he's been banged up. Kupp got banged up. Aaron Donald's banged up. And even still, you know, when you look at LaFleur Rodgers and the connection that they've had, and you look at Goff and McVay, it's a very similar system, but LaFleur's just got a much better quarterback for it. There's the interesting thing about this style of offense that Shanahan and Goff and by Goff, I meant McVay.
Yeah, I got you, dude.
By Shanahan, McVay, LaFleur. And LaFleur, that they run is, if you're not that good of a quarterback, you can succeed in it
because
of all the play action and stuff. But then when you have a quarterback like Rodgers, you see how well he can succeed in it. He's going to be the MVP. So if you're running the same similar kind of offense, I like Aaron Rodgers and the Packers against the Rams D much more than I would like Jared Goff and the Rams against the Packers D. The Packers D, which has been more opportunistic, which has been more aggressive. I look at this game as, you know, I don't think they're going to go away with it. It could be a one-score game. It could be close. It could come down to a final drive. I just think ultimately you play this game with these teams right now at Lambeau Field with a handful of fans. You play it 20 times. The Packers will probably win this game 18 of those. I'm very confident in a Packers win. Maybe too confident. Again, does it really matter? How I feel isn't going to affect how they play. But I don't have the same level of worry that you might. Now, if they lose, it will be catastrophic for me. They cannot lose in the divisional round after going 13-3 and getting the one bye in the NFC. And I know some people are worried about them coming off the bye, but if you remember last year in the playoffs, they had a bye. They beat Seattle. I think the bye situation might be a little overblown. It's just too much of a small sample size on that. One thing I do find interesting, I thought about this on the way in, Matt LaFleur has never faced a non-NFC West team in the playoffs. How about that? Seattle and the Niners last year.
Oh, yeah. I guess I never really thought of that.
Which, the Seattle game, I also thought about this on the way in. I barely remember that game. Why?
Last year?
I remember Jimmy Graham had a catch.
Oh, he had to stretch out for the first down, remember? And
but
then
that's
they, had
all
to,
I remember.
They had to measure it. And
what
I
else happened in that game?
Had a heart attack, man.
I don't remember it.
Yeah.
I remember the Niners game.
Yeah, well, yeah, yeah. I mean,
I barely remember the Seattle.
That's
game.
Funny because, right, you barely remember the good stuff, right? You barely remember the wins, but the losses, like this season, was so fun. I talked about that on the pregame show. Like, this season was unlike any Packers season my entire life, where I really didn't have to sweat out a whole, like, okay, so you had the loss to Tampa Bay, where you had the 10-0 lead in that game, and then Rodgers throws the back-to-back picks. But that game was pretty much over, you know, going into the third. I mean, Tom Brady didn't even play in the fourth quarter.
There
man.
Were a lot of fourth quarters this year where I was bored and I turned on Red Zone.
The Colts game, obviously, was disappointing, and then the Minnesota game was disappointing. But other than that, like, even in the games that look close on paper, if you go back and you look at the box score, you're like, oh, this game was never really close. Like Carolina, that wasn't an 8-point game. That was in the second half. They took their foot off the gas because they had Tennessee up next. You know what I mean? Even against Tennessee, that was the game we look forward to all year. That was a blowout. You know, that game was never in question. So it's been a really fun season because usually I have like a really bad like bleeding stomach ulcer by now. You know, because we have to sweat out. Like, for example, even last year they go 13-3. How many games came down to the wire? There was the Eagles loss. There was, I mean, against Detroit, they didn't even have a lead in either game. They had a Mason Crosby made field goal to win that one. That's what makes me a little nervous is, like, now I'm, like, so used to this team just blowing teams out, getting off to these big, big leads in the first half and then taking their foot off the gas in the second half and us getting angry because they're playing prevent defense and missing tackles and the game looks closer on paper. I'm concerned that we go into this game tomorrow and I have to sweat one out where Mason Crosby's kicking a game-winning field goal or they have a field goal attempt to tie it or win it or something like that. I think it's going to be that close. I don't think McVay's going to get blown out. I know he's not stepping on the field. He's not putting the pads on. That's the matchup I'm most concerned with. I love Matt LaFleur, but, I mean, you saw what Shanahan did to him last year. I need to see him beat McVay now. They've never met.
Well, what do I always say about Sean McVay is you can...
He's got great eyes.
You can predict anything you want about the Rams, but you can tell. It all goes out the window because you can tell just based on either how he's dressed or his facial reactions on that first drive if they're going to win that game or not. So I'll text you or tweet you or something that first drive if things look a little different or if I feel a little different. But the good news is only one case of COVID. It seems to have been neutralized. We'll find out more testing today and still kind of hang on the edge of our seat on that one because it would knock, at this point, it would knock whoever gets it out of the game this week and then possibly next week if they do play next week, if they do win, which I think they're going to. I think we both do. Maybe you think a little tighter. I'm feeling pretty comfortable about a win this weekend. So, since it is a Football Friday, what say you? 414-799-1250. We'll take your predictions and thoughts all morning long. We'll hear from Matt LaFleur coming up as well. Bart Winkler, Ryan Horvath. The Packers play on Saturday, Todd, on the phone.
I slept pretty good last night. Just really confident in our protocols and our approach and how we handle things around here. And it's a great credit to Doug Collins and Flea for just all the work that they put in and to our guys for being disciplined, doing the right things.
All right. When they talk about names that I don't know, who is Flea?
He's the bassist from the Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Yeah. That's what I thought.
Yeah. He was a rock and jock legend, bro. You remember those Rockin' Jack games? Him, Bill Bellamy?
Yeah, Dan Cortez.
Dan Cortez, MTV Sports. Hell yeah. Hell yeah. You know what? That's what they should do in the NBA. Because, I mean, like, who cares already anyway about the NBA? Like, we do because of the Bucks, but, like...
I watched a bunch of games last night.
Me too. But the product has not been great this year. You never know who's going to be on the floor. Everybody's got COVID. Some guys just decide they don't even want to be there. And, you know, like, nobody's really good this year yet. The Bucks are good, but, like, other than that, everybody's, like, right at 500. They should bring back the 100-point shot for, like, the final 2 minutes of the game for blowouts.
Or at least a 4-point shot.
Like they did in the Rockin' Jock games.
Or put
another never out of the game.
Basket 10 feet higher than the original basket for 10 points, and then it can fall through the other basket for another 2 points.
I can't believe I just said nobody cares about the NBA when it's like all I actually do care about. I meant that the product this year has sucked because of COVID and no fans, but I've never been more excited for an NBA game than I am tonight, to be honest. A regular season game.
Mavs-Bucks?
Yeah, I'm not going to lie, man. I'm really jacked for this one. The Mavs are a lot better than a lot of people are giving them credit for right now. I said that the Mavs would win 50 games this year if they were better defensively. Right now, they're the third-rated defensive team in the league. Porzingis came back the other night. So he's going to play tonight, I believe, unless they, you know, maybe don't play him. He's on a minutes restriction, but he's going to give it a go. Luka's playing at an MVP level, although he can't hit the three right now. Yeah, I'm jacked for this game. It's going to be a good test for the Bucks.
And it's on national TV if you don't have Fox Sports Wisconsin.
Wish I could go.
So that's good, too.
Yeah.
Bar Winkler, Ryan Horvath, 414-799-1250. We're getting your thoughts on the game or games this weekend. Big Ron out in Jersey. What's up, Ron?
Hey, happy Football Friday, guys.
Happy Football Friday, Ron.
So I am a little bit more nervous about the Packer game than you guys, you know. Like, I was searching my memory, and I think the last time they had the number one seed was in 2011, and, you know, they got eviscerated by Eli Manning in the divisional round.
That's true.
And this Rams team reminds me of that Giants team, man, where they're going to – I mean, they're just physical, and they get after the quarterback.
Yes, that Giants team had a lot of good defensive linemen. And, you know, I'll admit, like, I was drunk during the Seattle Rams game, so my memory is fuzzy. But what I do remember from that game is, and I understand that Seattle has a much worse offensive line than even the Packers' sans Bakhtiari, but I'm just worried about that defensive line, the way they were getting after Russell
Wilson.
Yeah,
I think they sacked him 5 times. They got to him, for sure.
Yeah, they got to him. So I'm a little worried. It's probably unwarranted. You know, the Rams are banged up. The Packers are at home. Aaron Rodgers is playing MVP caliber, although he was in 2011 too. But So I got two picks. So changes gears here. I got two gambling picks for the weekend. They're both high conviction plays. I'm putting 2.5 units on each. I like the team total for the Kansas City Chiefs to score over 33.5.
Okay.
I think they're just going to light up the Browns. I think they'll put up 35. You know, I think they might put up 21 in the first half, 28. So I like that. And then I like the Tampa Bay Bucks money line.
Same here.
You know, I got that earlier in the week at plus 280.
Yeah.
I'm seeing it around plus 250, plus 240 now. That's good value. That's really good value.
I'm on that, too.
Yeah.
I think
yeah.
they're going to beat the hell out of Drew Brees, man.
Yeah. And then I just wanted to switch gears and talk about, I had a question, an NBA question for you guys. What is going on with Kyrie Irving? He's just like off the grid, like Googling conspiracy theories or something. What's going on there?
Nobody knows.
Yeah, nobody has a clue, actually.
He pops up on Congresswoman Zooms. He goes to birthday parties. He does everything but play basketball.
But his job, yeah.
We don't know. I don't know if James Harden being traded there is going to, you know, oh, okay, I'm coming back now. I'm ready. Or if, you know, there's talk that he could miss the entire season. I have no idea. Nobody knows.
I think that's why they made the Harden deal. I think maybe they would have left that one, like, they would have seen what Philadelphia would give up for him. But I think now they don't know if Kyrie's going to be back. So Durant was probably like, get me my buddy, you know?
Big Ron, thanks for the call.
So
out in Jersey, we'll go through the games with Nick Kostos at 7. We'll give our final picks in the 9:30 portion of the show today as well. I do agree with, I like both of the things he said. Just to touch on that Chiefs game real quick, I you know, we root for the Browns.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we love the Browns as much as the next guy. And they put it to Pittsburgh right away. I saw somebody make a comment this week that, yeah, as good as the Browns look, we need to remember that the Steelers are bad. And so I think the Chiefs roll Cleveland. Like, I think it's going to be a mess.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, it's tough to call. I could see it being a mess. I could see it being a blowout. I could also see maybe Cleveland, because of Kevin Stefanski coming in with a good game plan, where they just run the football and try to keep Mahomes on the sidelines. Because Nick Chubb is unstoppable, and Kansas City's run defense isn't great. So that's the only – I give Cleveland a chance if they use Kareem Hunt the right way and if Nick Chubb has a big day, just because they can run the football. Now, I don't know if they win the game, but I think that they could maybe keep it close within the 10 points. I played the Chiefs. The Chiefs haven't covered a spread in like 7 months. Honestly, like, they've barely covered all year long. After last year, they were just a juggernaut. They're bored. They just play. Every game's close. They play down to their competition, and I think that might come back to bite them in the ass. Maybe not this week, but maybe next week against either the winner of, well, obviously the winner of Baltimore or Buffalo.
All right. Well, I know I'm excited.
I'm jacked. For this weekend?
Oh, yeah, okay. Oh, well, as long as the Packers don't lose. We talked about that.
Yeah, then my weekend
then
is.
Then the whole weekend's ruined.
Then my whole weekend's ruined. You know, we keep, like, and I'm afraid of it, too. We keep talking about the pass defense from the Rams in their pass rush because they got Aaron Donald with 13.5 sacks, and they have Leonard Floyd, who had 10 sacks this season. But also they allowed the fewest passing yards this season. They only give up 190 per game. I thought that was ridiculous. I also thought it was ridiculous that they've only given up 17 touchdown receptions. Devontae himself has 18. But they're also really good against the run, man. I mean, they were third in rushing yards allowed per game. They're not even giving up 100 per game, so how are you going to use Aaron Jones in this one? They only give up 91 yards per game. And per carry, they only give up 3.8 yards per carry. So what I think the game plan in this one should be, it should be the same game plan that you had last season at times when Devontae was out and you had to use Aaron Jones against Kansas City and you were splitting them out wide. I want to see Aaron Jones catch like 6 or 7 balls in this game. He's going to be the home run hitter. And then in the second half, I want to see the Packers with a 2-score lead because then you could run the football in the second half. I don't know what you're going to be able to do against their front four, but I think that A.J. Dillon's going to have to see 8 to 10 carries in this game to wear down that defense a little bit. And I want to see Jamal used. You use all three backs, but use Aaron Jones out of the backfield as a pass catcher because Jalen Ramsey is going to cover Devontae 70% of the snaps. You know, he's not going to be on him all game long, so Devontae is going to have a couple grabs. And even when he is on him, I could see Devontae tearing up Jalen Ramsey. That's going to be a great matchup. I don't know who wins it. But he's not going to be on them the entire game. But somebody else is going to have to step up, you know, in the passing game. And maybe it's MVS. You know, I don't want to say MVS is going to be a disaster this week because anytime I say that, then he proves me wrong and he'll have 5 grabs for 130 yards and 2 touchdowns. But I do think that it's going to have to be one of the backs as a pass catcher. And I expect Aaron Jones to have a big game. It's crazy to think it could be Aaron Jones' last game in Green Bay.
Well, we'll hear his comments on that coming up in just a couple minutes. If you want somebody to step up, there was an article that was circulating around yesterday. Robert Tonyan wrote a piece in the Players Tribune.
Best thing I've ever read in my life.
About how he came to Green Bay, and all of a sudden, Rodgers is calling him Bobby, and he was hurt at the time, so he was a scout team quarterback, and he said, you know, I felt good that I was in the NFL, but Rodgers, it was like he knew that there was something in me this whole time, and it just gave me a tremendous amount of confidence. So that's been circulating around. I think we retweeted it. If we didn't, just Google Robert Tonyan article.
The Players Tribune. There's so much good stuff in there.
You guys know how to find stuff.
Yeah, he talks about like how Big Dog told him he was coming back for him. Honestly, I'll retweet it right now. It made me want to run through a wall for this game tomorrow. Like, and it made me realize, man, they're not messing around. Like, they do not screw around in that locker room.
No,
there's no egos. There's no egos. Like, you show up, you do your job, and if you don't do your job, somebody behind you will.
Well, here's what I'm thinking about this game from the opposite point of view. Is if I was a Rams fan, how do I think my team is going to beat this Packers team? We'll talk about that coming up here from Aaron Jones and hear from you guys. 799-1250, 414-799-1250. You could tweet us 1250 AM The Fan. How great is that? You can be on the radio today. On the radio. Or you can tweet us and we'll read your name. Wow. Super cool. You have the opportunity for both of those things coming up right after this.
Definitely, it's not crossing my mind. I'm just thinking about going out there and winning and trying to help my team advance to the next round of the playoffs. So my last time suiting up or whatever, that doesn't cross my mind because I plan on continuing to suit up.
That's Aaron Jones, who still wants to be a Packer. This could be his last game. It could be Corey Linsley's last game. It could be Kevin King's last game. Some of you smart Alex.
Jamal.
Want to suggest it could be Rodgers' last game as a Packer. Get the hell out of here.
No way, dude. Maybe next year might be his last year. Let's say they don't win.
Think about that.
Let's say they go down tomorrow. And then let's say like next year they go 8-8. He's gone. He gone. No matter what he plays like. Hate to say it, but it's the truth.
Oh, sorry. Thank God we have a cough button. I got like...
You got a cough today? I got a headache. I didn't sleep last night, though. Literally, didn't sleep 1 minute. My son had to sleep with his leg up yesterday after his appointment. Couldn't do it. I don't think I could either. With my leg just straight up in the air at 7 years old? No way. We watched... So, you know what we did? I got him into Adam Sandler.
Oh, good.
Yeah. So we watched... I told you we watched Billy Madison a couple weeks back. He loved it. Since then, we've watched it like 14 times. It's gotten to the point where like I hate Billy Madison now.
Did you guys watch Hubie Halloween?
No. You know, we tried to do all the Netflix ones. We ended up turning all of them off after like 20 minutes. The Netflix
Murder
Adam Sandler
Mystery's
one.
All right.
That one was okay. That was the best. The one with Chris Rock sucked.
I didn't watch that one.
I really wanted it to be good because I love Chris Rock. It was just not good. So last night we did Wedding Singer. We did Happy Gilmore, which he loved. And then we did Mr. Deeds, which he didn't really care for.
So what about Big Daddy?
Big Daddy we did, too. We did that one in the day. Yeah, we watched that one before, though, because I got him into Zach and Cody. And that's Zach and Cody from the Disney Channel show, The Sweet Life of Zach and Cody. Yeah, I was trying to explain to him that it's the same kid. Or it's the two of them. They're twins playing one kid. Trying to explain that to a seven-year-old was, you know, kind of tough. But that's what we did until 3 a.m. And then I left for work at 3:45, and he finally fell asleep. So hopefully my wife.
So you have not slept?
No, not 1 minute. I've had a coffee. Luckily, Todd brought me a coffee today. No espresso, though. And now I'm drinking the...
Can you sleep today?
No, not today. We got school today.
Oh, my God.
I could sleep tonight.
Yeah, but you got Bucks Mavs.
I'll sleep after that. Luckily, it's a 6:30.
Yeah, but then there'll be a 9 o'clock game. And
I know. I'll be staying up tonight. I'll eventually sleep. I just don't know when.
Probably. You'll sleep when you're dead.
Yeah, exactly. I'd like to say I'd sleep tonight, like a little bit later on. Like you said, though, we got some West Coast hoops. Although a lot of the games have been postponed tonight. I was going to watch Warriors Suns postponed. Wizards Pistons postponed. So I guess tonight, Clippers Kings at 9 p.m.? I'll probably watch. I like watching the Kings, too. So I'll probably stay up. I justify it by like, well, I purchased the league pass, so I got to watch all these games. Oh, and the Pelicans and the Lakers play tonight too.
See, you're up till midnight, so that's
yeah,
man.
And then I won't be able to sleep because I'll have nightmares of Cam Akers. Like, that's what concerns me, okay? Because we keep talking about Jared Goff, right? Jared Goff, the California pretty boy, has to come to Lambeau Field in the cold weather with a broken thumb. He just had surgery not even 3 weeks ago. We're going to get after him. He's going to take a beating. You know what I keep playing back in my head? Jimmy Garoppolo handing the ball off in an NFC title game 8 times. And Mostert going off for, what, a buck 89 or whatever he finished with? I try to erase that from my memory. Johnny Menomin, or like the Internal Sunshine or whatever the hell that movie's called with Jim Carrey. I have a bad feeling that like Goff won't have to do too much for the Rams to put points on the board. Somebody called, they didn't even want to get on air, and they just said, I got to talk to Horvat. And they said, you got to stop freaking out, man. We are going to blow the Rams out. And how are they blowing them out though? How are they going to put up? Well, I know how they're going to put up points, but against.
All right. Let's say that there's a version of you in LA radio. He's in LA radio. He's got a pregame show with somebody else's name on it.
You said that, not me. I want no meetings today. I want to go home.
His son broke his femur. You know, he's just.
His life sucks.
He was a star in Wyoming radio, and then he moved to the station where his uncle used to call games.
Yeah, you know, how crazy is that, though? You know, the one World Series that Milwaukee has, my uncle had the final call. Called
on
the final
this station.
Out. That don't matter, though.
On 1250.
Meanwhile, WFAN, I saw this over the holidays. I don't know if you did. I almost texted you. Did you see they had kids hosting the show?
Yeah.
Is that Carton's kid?
Of course it was.
Jesus. My uncle called the World Series.
So the Horvat of L.A.
Like Horvatskin.
What is he thinking about his Rams? If you're trying to...
Oh, he's feeling good about his Rams.
How?
How is he feeling good about his Rams?
His quarterback is hurt and needs Sean McVay to call every play.
Yeah. He's feeling good about his Rams because he's not
going
even
against a Packers team that's 13-3 that has improved on defense.
Yeah.
You know, they held Derrick Henry to 98 yards, which is a miracle in and of itself for what we thought the run defense was at certain points of the season. You have to go against Aaron Rodgers. You look at the Packers team, if you're Horvat of the Rams,
Horvitskin,
and you think, man, it's like they have Goff and McVay, only a better version in Aaron Rodgers. There's the Bart of L.A. that's like, the Rams have no weapons, even though they have a million of them. Mm-hmm. But the Horvat of L.A. is looking and saying, they got Davante Adams, they got Robert Tonyan, they got Aaron Jones, they got A.J. Dillon, they got Jamal Williams, they got Alan Lazard. They got all these other guys, MVS, I see he dropped some balls, but man, that dude is fast. They've got a ton of different weapons. Big Dog, oh man, they're so good. And they're
definitely
defense.
Not afraid of Big Dog if
and
I'm in
defense.
LA. I don't even know if Big Dog's still in the league if I'm in
Za'Darius
LA.
Za'Darius Smith has 12 and a half sacks.
Yeah.
Jaire Alexander might be the one cornerback better than the cornerback I root for in Jalen Ramsey. They're making plays. If I'm a Rams fan, I look at this Packers team and think, oh, man, we're going to get waxed. You know, we got Aaron Donald, but, dude, Aaron Donald's hurt. Aaron Donald is hurt. He needs to be on the field because just his presence is going to change things, but he's hurt.
Well, we're going to
talk. His ribs are hurt. It's going to be cold.
Yeah, but he's Aaron Donald. Is he even a human being, or is he a cyborg sent from hell to destroy every quarterback in the league? That is not a human being, man.
Unless something fluky happens like what we saw in Tampa with the 2 interceptions on back-to-back drives.
That's what I worry about.
Unless we saw that you can't worry about. You worry about that, that's a waste of time. Unless we see
worrying
what happened,
is a waste of time.
It is. Worrying is a tremendous waste of time. It's one of the flaws of being a human. We worry too much about things that don't happen.
Especially me.
You are the epitome of it.
Yeah.
Unless Rodgers takes a snap on the first play of the game.
Don't even do it. Don't say
low from Corey Linsley, and then they just watch the ball go in the end zone like Big Ben did.
Yeah.
I mean, the Packers, I liked them 10, 11, 13, 15-point victory in this game.
See, you know what worries me, though?
Is that I'm confident?
No, well, yeah. Because anytime, you know what? Yeah. Anytime you're confident, you were this confident against the Vikings when I was nervous. You were this confident against Tampa Bay. But what concerns me is what you said, is that, like, so I love the NFL playoffs, and I always hated the argument like that the NHL playoffs are the most exciting playoffs. But the one thing that I'll say—
Are you watching the NFL playoffs this weekend?
Yeah, I don't know if I'm going to tailgate, and I don't know who I'm going to watch the games
with. Okay, we'll get to that later.
Yeah, that'll be our 8 o'clock question, right?
Yeah.
Our topic?
Mm-hmm.
Tell them what the question is.
It'll be, are you watching the playoff games with who, and are you tailgating?
Yes, that'll be the 8 a.m.
I'll probably be in my bar smoking a cigar watching. Maybe I'll do a live.
We should do it. We should do a watch party. Nobody would want to see me during these games. I like chew my t-shirt.
Too many people are doing watch parties.
Yeah.
The last thing I want to do when I'm watching a football game is watch somebody else watch the same football game.
Mm-hmm.
I want to watch the football game.
No, I'm with you.
Everybody's doing watch parties.
I'm with you.
Why?
Yeah, but what I was going to say is
enjoy the weekend and come talk to us about it on Monday. Like you've been doing all year.
Everything you said sounds great, right? And I agree. The Packers have major advantages in this game.
Who do you
want to go into a playoff game with behind
center? Major advantages?
Aaron Rodgers or Jared Goff? I'll go Aaron Rodgers. Who's the better receiver, Devontae Adams or Cooper Kupp? Devontae Adams or Robert Woods? I'll go Adams. Even the tight end position, you know, I think you got the better tight end in Robert Tonyan. I think he's the better tight end. But what concerns me, man, is you look at the NBA playoffs, right? You look at the NHL playoffs, and you look at Major League Baseball. You could have a fluke of a game, and you're all right, because it's a 7-game series. In baseball, you know, maybe a 5-game series. But in the NFL, you know, a couple fluke plays, a couple mistakes here and there, and your season just ends. And so, while I love the NFL playoffs, and while I love the NCAA tournament, like I love March Madness, you know, like a Loyola could come in and upset a team like Kentucky if they have a bad shooting night or if they turn the ball over 25 times. You know, a team like the Rams can beat the Packers if special teams is a disaster. If J.K. Scott shanks a punt, the Rams get good field position. Cam Akers goes 35 yards for a touchdown. You know, and then on the kickoff, there's a fumble like we saw last week. That's what concerns me. Is that it's
so
now?
Even,
it's,
but so
it's, the, we. I watched
you're
16.
You're concerned about the format of the playoffs. You feel fine about the.
No, I'm concerned about. No, there's just a couple. There's a couple things that concern me. I mean, I've watched 16 Packers games this year. I feel great about the offense. I feel a lot better about the defense the last 7 weeks. 16 games, and I still feel terrible about the special teams unit. It is a friggin' disaster, and it matters in games like this. Stupid stuff like that matters in games like this. Minor, you know, I'm predicting the Packers to win. I've placed a wager on the Packers. I know that I've hyped up the Rams +6.5 because I see all the, and that's the other thing that concerns me is I am a degenerate gambler and I pay attention to stuff like that. And all the sharps in Las Vegas, guess what their number one bet is this week? The Rams and the points. Everybody likes the Rams. Everybody likes the Rams.
I don't care what people in Vegas think.
Well, there's a reason why they have, you know, they're building casinos and hotels.
But there's a,
like I always say.
We're the ones that watch all the games.
Well, you know what? Maybe the people could talk me down here. 414.
And we watch the Packer games. 799-1250. Couple of coaching moves have been made. One that looks like it'll keep the offensive coordinator of the Packers here. We'll have details on that coming up. 799-1250, 414-799-1250. So far on today's show, we've learned that Horvat has not slept. I think I'm smarter than Vegas. What do you got? 799-1250.
Hey, it's Rami from Rami and Tim. Weekdays 2 to 6 on the Fan. Packers getting healthy this week with the first round bye, and the road to the Super Bowl goes through Green Bay this year. We're talking Packers playoff football on 1250 AM The Fan, a radio.com sports station.
We all have hopes. We all have dreams. We also know life isn't perfect. But with the help of good people, we'll get through life's toughest times. For drunk driving and criminal defense, turn to the law firm of Kim and Lavoy. Because life isn't perfect. Kim and Lavoy. They're your best defense. Go to KimAndLavoy.com.
Hey, it's former Packer Gary Ellerson coming up on the next Wendy's Big Show.
Gary, didn't take long. Go statewide, and we get Packers president and CEO Mark Murphy to join us at 106. It's the Wendy's Big Show, served up hot and fresh, weekday morning, starting at 10 on The Fan.
1250 AM, The Fan, Bart Winkler, Ryan Horvath, Mark Murphy on the big show today, 1:06 PM. Some coaching moves have been made late last night. We learned that the Jets are going to lock up Robert Saleh, defensive coordinator.
He's bringing Maddie's brother with him, too.
Is. The LaFleurs are good friends with this dude. And now Mike LaFleur will be the offensive coordinator with the Jets.
So they blocked him. Matt tried to steal him last year.
He did.
And they wouldn't allow it. But he gets to go with Robert.
The Falcons have made an offer to Art Smith, the offensive coordinator who took over for Matt LaFleur in Tennessee.
Hell of a name.
And if the Falcons are going to take Art Smith, I think he's one letter short of a great first name, if I could be honest. That means Nathaniel Hackett, who interviewed for the job, or at least had a conversation, would not get it. So I guess that's good news for the Packers. You know, the thing about these coaching moves is...
And Urban Meyer.
Oh, yeah, Urban Meyer. Urban Meyer.
The biggest one.
Jacksonville. Is that if you are an assistant, you almost need your team to not make the playoffs or lose if you want a coaching gig.
Yeah.
Because Eric Bieniemy, they're going to keep going. The Chiefs, he's been the offensive coordinator there for years. But by the time that the Chiefs are out of the playoffs... Everybody's already got their next head coach.
You know, if I'm Eric, you know what I'm doing? I want a head coaching job, obviously. But I'd be in communication with Andy Reid, like, how many more years do you want to do this, Andy? Because it would be an easy transition if you do want to go into retirement and I just take over as head coach of the Kansas City Chiefs, because I'll have Patrick Mahomes. Because Mahomes is signed, you know, for $3 billion, 35-year contract. You know what I mean? So, like... What an easy transition that would be right there. He knows the play calls. He's worked with Mahomes. Mahomes loves him. I mean, that's what I'd want to do. Kind of like we always say about Josh McDaniels, like, is maybe McDaniels isn't taking some of these jobs. Maybe the reason he didn't take the Colts job is because he's waiting for Belichick to leave. I think that may be the case right there. That's what I'd want to do, at least.
Even now?
Yeah, I would rather, like, be the coordinator of a team that's going to win multiple Super Bowls, maybe, with Patrick Mahomes, the best quarterback in the league, and all those weapons. That's the thing. Like, as much as you, like, I get it. I'd want to be a head coach. I'd want my own team, too. But do you want to get yourself into a situation where you're going to the Jets and you don't have the first overall pick? Like, the best situation, the best coaching job right now is Jacksonville. I don't know if they're going to be any good, but you're getting the number one overall pick. You're getting Trevor Lawrence. You get your quarterback of the future. So, like, if you screw things up, that's on you because you got your guy. You know what I mean? Like, where if you go to the Jets, you don't have the number one overall pick. We don't know if Justin Fields is going to be any good at the next level. We don't know if Mac Jones is going to be any good at the next level. Like, everybody thinks Trevor Lawrence is going to be good at the next level. Other than that, like Zach Wilson, we don't know if he's any good. He's good at BYU, but who did he really play? You know, he struggled against Coastal Carolina. That was probably the best defense he's seen this year. So, if I'm, like, yeah, I'd probably rather stay in Kansas City than take the New York job. Because are they bringing back Sam Darnold? Are you drafting a quarterback? And it never works out for anybody in New York. I mean, it really doesn't. Like, do you want to be Adam Gase or do you want to be the, you know, now LaFleur? That was a great job. Now, the Packers were 6-9-1 the year before, but look at the talent that they had. You had arguably the best receiver in the game. You had Aaron Rodgers. People thought that maybe it was the back nine of his career, but, you know, LaFleur probably knew he played on one leg. And in that offense, if you got Rodgers to buy in, you could kind of, you know, rebuild his career.
799-1250, 414. 799-1250. John is in Franklin. Johnny, how are we feeling about tomorrow?
I'm feeling good. I'm feeling anxious. You know, there is the one and done. You know, we're all well aware of it. But we're not the Bills. We're not Cleveland. We know this drill. We've been forged in fire. We're in the playoffs every year. We know how to handle this. We're going to handle this. The Rams have their attributes. We're a better team. Odds are the better team is going to win, barring some, you know, fluke stuff going on or just you can't imagine the team coming out flat. Rodgers isn't going to allow that. I don't see it. I wouldn't feel as confident if the game was on the West Coast because we have a history of not playing too well out there. But this game's at home. The Ghost of Lombardi will have their hand on the Packers' shoulders tomorrow afternoon. And we will prevail. Book it.
I like it, John. Succinct and confident. I like
where I'm at.
We'll talk to you on Monday after the Packers take on the Rams. Again, coming up on Saturday, we'll have the Green and Gold postgame show here on this station with Sparky and Gary afterwards. 414-799-1250. You can tweet us, 1250 AM. the Fan. Nick Kostos will join us in a few moments. We'll go over the full slate of the weekend games here in just a couple of minutes because there's some good ones. And again, that Bills-Ravens game is probably the one I'm looking forward to the most. It's probably the one I have the least amount of read on. I think because Josh Allen's been very, very good to me.
It's my biggest bet of the week.
Well, he's won me a lot of money, fantasy and stuff.
Yeah.
I'm rooting for him.
Yeah. See, but for me, it's a win-win.
I do kind of feel like the Ravens may do it.
And you got to root for Buffalo, right? That fan base deserves it, man. But, you know, it's a win-win for me because I got that 9-1 future that if the Bills go to the Super Bowl, they don't got to win it. They just got to go. Then I got a 9-1 bet. But, man, the Ravens have been playing so good these last 7 weeks, really since they got hit with COVID and Lamar's come back. Buffalo's defense, I'm not sold yet. I need to see them actually stop the run before I feel better about their defense. And I think the Ravens might run all over them in that one, put up some points.
We'll talk to Nick about that coming up in just a couple minutes. John's in Jersey. What's up, John?
How's my Italian pies on?
Hey, it's a good to talk to you, John.
That's not.
Hey, well, I'm Italian.
Herbie. That's not Italian.
Horvath, shut up. Horvath, I'm with you, man. I'm very nervous about this game. Very nervous. But Sedarius Smith, man, he should do really good, but Goff can't even move. So he should be able to get in.
Goff's hurt. Cup's hurt.
I know,
Aaron Donald's hurt. What are we worrying about?
Well, real quick, the Jets, as you may know, signed Robert Saleh, and they took Mike LaFleur as offensive coordinator.
Yeah, that's a good move for them.
I know. But anyway, guys, let's hope we win because we're going to be depressed if we don't.
Yeah, I may not leave my bed, man, for weeks. I need this one, John. I need it. I'm with you, man. I'm nervous because we did this. I remember being nervous for that New York game, and I know a lot. Like when the Giants came to Lambeau Field the year that the Packers go 15-1, because I said, man, they could run the football and they're physical. That's the one thing that concerns me is that how physical this Rams team is. They stick. They hit in the secondary. We keep talking about Jalen Ramsey, but their safeties come up and stick too. You're gonna have to play physical, man. You're not gonna be able to get punched in the mouth like you did against San Fran last year.
Horvath, I know you're a good betting guy. What do you think? Take the points with the Rams or no? Or just do the money line.
You know what, man? I'm going to use the Packers in a teaser. I actually played Green Bay, but the more people I talk to, everybody likes the Rams. My buddies in Vegas, everybody likes the Rams at the 6.5. If you could get the 7, probably take that. I think it's going to be a close game. I think it's going to be a 4-point, a 3-point game. I think it might come down to a field goal, but I am on Green Bay.
What do you think? The under?
Yeah, I do like the under in this game.
What's the line at there?
The under?
Yeah.
I want to say it was 47 last I saw. On that one?
Yeah, 46.5 I saw.
Yeah, I would probably – I like the under in this one, man. I think I think that both teams are going to want to run the football. And I think that – I don't know, man. I have a bad feeling. I do because I just have nightmares of that Tampa Bay game in my head where they got after Rodgers. They sacked him 4 times. And I think that's what this front four could do too.
John, good luck this weekend. Thanks for the call. Hopefully we're not depressed. We'll get an impartial look at all this. A little bit of a Packer tilt, obviously. We're diehard Packer fans. But Nick Kostos, you better you bet, and he will be on the BetQL countdown to kickoff both days this weekend, Saturday and Sunday. You'll hear it here on The Fan. We'll talk to Nick Kostos, go through all 4 games next.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Oh, oh, oh. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.